56% of Utah schools got A's or B's Tuesday. The grades were mandated by Senate Bill 271 that passed in the final days of the 2013 legislative session. The single-letter grades are supposed to increase transparency to help parents know how well their kid's school is doing. There are no funding rewards or penalties for school's performance. Peggy Jo Kennett, president of the Utah School Board Association, says she is for accountability, but in this case, the grading system is flawed.
It treats all schools the same. Is it really fair to treat special education and alternative schools the same as you treat every other school? Those students have special issues that are not going to allow them to achieve the same proficiency as other students. And yet they're treated the same under this school grading bill. Plus, the bell curve is a huge issue. Under this bill, there will always be schools that are failing that get D's and F's instead of being allowed to achieve proficiency.
The grading system for elementary schools works by giving 600 total points, 300 for the number of students that are proficient in English, math, and science, and another 300 for the progress made year to year by each student. High schools have the same proficiency and progress scoring, but are also scored on the graduation rate. Some schools that got an F were graded that way because less than 95% of the students in the school took the Criterion Reference Test, or CRT, on which the scores are based. Not because they are not good schools, says Christy Sweat with the Salt Lake City School Board.
West High is receiving an F. And West High is in the top 500, has AP scholars, or IB scholars, takes more AP tests and are successful in it, but that school is getting an F.
Others say their schools got a good grade, but not as high as the quality of the school. That's what happened to Rich High School, says the principal, Rick Larson.
Our test scores are extremely high. On the achievement end of it, we were 272 out of 300 points. On the growth, we were 149 out of 300. We can't show growth because our students are already testing at such a high level of achievement. So we will be a B and we will always be a B. We cannot earn an A.
Larson says he's concerned about what some of the parents will think.
They will wonder, why have you been telling us all along we have a great school? We just did this accreditation. We had all these committees. We had a raving report, and now you're a B. Fix it. And my answer is, I can't fix it.
Judy Park, associate superintendent at the Utah State Office of Education, says the information is not really new, and the grade is a small look at what is happening in the schools because it is based on one test given in the spring.
You know, is this grade really indicative of all of the things that's happening at a school? And is this grade really giving a fair label to a school?
Many in the education community are hoping to work with legislators this year to make changes to the bill or get rid of it. For now, Liz Zentner, the president of the Utah Parent Teacher Association, says parents concerned about their school's grade should get the details behind the grades from school administrators.
I just encourage all parents to go to their schools, go to their principals, find out what it was that their school did, if they got a low grade, what it was that happened there. And I really encourage parents to get involved.
Schools will be scored again at the end of September under a different grading system called the Utah Comprehensive Accountability System, or UCAS. For KCBW, I'm Kim Shusky.